Order, could you please rise with me for invocation? We'll have a moment of silence. Pledge of Allegiance. Please join me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I want to thank everybody that's here tonight for our first meeting of the 2026 year and all of our newly elected officials on the council tonight also. First order of business is, do we have any public input tonight? Okay. Go ahead and come up to podium and address with your name and address for the record.
Good evening. Welcome all to newly elected City Council. I just want to present this idea of traffic cameras on Main Street. From last year, I've heard a lot of reports on traffic accidents on 7th and Main, 4th and Main, and 5th and Main throughout Main Street. And based on my observation and the reports that I've heard from dispatch, it seems like Main Street is becoming more dangerous. And especially with weather conditions, you know, people not paying attention to students, especially around lunchtime, is becoming more evident enough that there's a lot of vehicles getting away with nearly hitting students. I mean, it's one thing to Main Street to have a beautiful Main Street with lights, vases, with flowers, but the only component that's missing is safety when it comes to the community. It may be an oversight from what it is that a lot of students and a lot of people with disabilities are trying to get by in there as well, is that you don't see too many people with disabilities trafficking on that Main Street for those specific reasons. And I did a FOIA request with the Othello Police Department, tracking back from January 1st from 1995 to 2025 or December of any traffic incidents regarding vehicles, pedestrians. I want to collect all that data and present that on AJ Mendez Media Productions for transparency for the community to look at. And I want to present that idea to have traffic cameras in the future. Not right away, but once I present that data to the City Council on the next meeting to represent that data and how many incidents and traffic reports and whatnot, what was involved, alcohol, you know, not paying attention, stuff like that and those factors. And I'm going to represent those reports as well to our state governor as well for transparency and accountability and my request for traffic camera lights. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Jake. Is there any other public comment? Okay, we will go to roll call. Mark Snyder will not be here tonight, but he is on Zoom joining us, I believe.
Yes.
Okay.
And confirm I'm going to promote him to panelist.
Pardon me?
I'm going to promote him to panelist to confirm his attendance.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm here.
We can hear you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, with that, I see all council members are present tonight. First thing we need on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion for that?
I make the motion to approve tonight's agenda.
Second.
We got a first and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 7-0. Okay, the first thing on the agenda tonight. Excuse me here. Is one of my first appointments.
Consent agenda?
Consent agenda. Excuse me, first night, I think, for everybody here, a lot of us. Do I have a motion for the consent agenda tonight?
I move to approve tonight's consent agenda.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 7-0. Okay, now we will go on to current business. First thing on the agenda, and one of my first duties as mayor, is the appointment of our new police chief. With a lot of consideration, comment back, and discussion and support from his own officers, I would like to appoint Aaron Garza as our new police chief with the council's approval. So what I'll need is a motion.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Is that motion also approving the employment contract?
To approve the contract for Aaron also?
To approve the agreement between the city of Othello and Aaron Garza.
Okay, we got a first and we got a second.
Yes.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 7-0. Thank you. Now we're going to go through the formal process of that. Okay. Aaron, if you could join us up here. Aaron is the son of Gertrude Garza and the late Pablo Garza. He was born in Othello and grew up in this very city. Aaron attended Othello High School, graduating with a class of 2000. After high school, he enlisted in the United States Marine Corps, where he served 4 years as an infantryman. His time in the Marine Corps proved pivotal, shaping his maturity, strengthening his character, and instilling in him a profound importance of service. Aaron completed one combat duty tour in Iraq in 2004 and takes great pride in America. After completing his military commitment, Aaron married his wife, Lori Garza. They are proud parents of two handsome sons, Silas Garza, who is currently attending Eastern Washington University, and Ezra Garza, a freshman at Othello High School. To say Aaron is proud of them would be an underestimate, and remains deeply grateful to his wife, Lori, for all she has done for him and their family. Aaron began his career with the Othello Police Department in March of 2006, almost 20 years ago. And I'm looking for another 20. He has served in nearly every capacity within the agency, including patrol officer, field training officer, head firearms instructor, detective, school resource officer, patrol sergeant, and assistant chief. He is a graduate of the FBI National Academy, Session 291, out of Virginia, which he considers one of the highlights of his professional career. Othello is Aaron's home, and serving his community is something he takes great pride in. In addition to his professional accomplishments, Aaron holds a master's degree in business administration and is a lifelong member of the Bethel Assembly of God Church. He credits his parents for instilling him the faith and values that guide his life today. Aaron is honored and humbled to be appointed as the Othello Police Chief of Othello. Aaron's son, Ezra, will be pinning his insignia, and his wife, Lori, will be pinning on his badge. Administering the oath of office.
Can you hand him the mic? Chief, will you please raise your right hand with me as we administer the oath of office? Repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Washington.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Washington.
And the charter and ordinances of the city of Othello, Washington. And abide by the law enforcement code of ethics. As adopted by the Othello Police Department. And that I will faithfully and impartially. Perform and discharge the duties of the police chief. During my continuance as such, so help me God. Congratulations.
Thank you. So first off, I just want to say a lot of thank yous, but the very first and most important thank you, I want to say thank you to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for guiding my steps, for protecting me on the road, for always being with me every single day. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. Second off, I want to say thank you to Mayor Ken Johnson, to all the board members, to Spencer, for having the confidence in me to hold this position, and also, just as important, if not the most important, is my wife, Lori Garza. Can we give her a round of applause? I want to say thank you for being there. I want to say thank you for helping me, for encouraging me. Being a police officer's spouse is easy. Missing anniversaries, birth dates, holidays, you name it. We work all year round. But most importantly, I want to say thank you for believing in me. Okay, I love you. I've wanted to be a police chief for the Othello Police Department since my very first day. So I remember the first day I got out of the academy, I was walking down these halls, and in the PD, in the hallway, there's portraits of all the police officers, and they're lined up in seniority. And if you're the most junior, you're the farthest to the right. And I was the farthest to the right, and I see the police chief farthest to the left. I was like, man, I got a long way to go. And then as I walk down the hall, I see the police chief himself, and there at his desk. And I thought to myself, one day I'm gonna be police chief. If I work hard, then if I work harder, I'm gonna make it. And I'm so proud and so honored that I made it and that I'm here and that everybody has a confidence in me to be the Othello police chief. But why? Why did I want to be police chief? And why am I so happy today? It's because I'm from here. I was born here. I went to school here. I graduated from here, from Othello. Okay? I raised my family here. And there isn't any other police department that I want to work for. And everybody here knows it. Othello is my home. And I'm so thankful and so grateful to hold this position. I'm so proud of being in this town everywhere I go. I take pride in telling people I'm from Othello. Hey, it's a small little city on the eastern side of Washington. You should visit. They have great people, hardworking people. It's amazing. And it's my home. I never shy away from saying where I'm at. I love this city. I see a bunch of police officers here. Thank you for showing up for me. It means the world to me, you guys. It really does. Okay. As your police chief, I'm going to do my best to give you the equipment, the training, and the opportunities to help you guys reach your full potential. I know everybody wants to advance or seek a position or a title, and that's good. Ambition is good. I want to be the chief. I want to be the mayor. I want to be this or be that, and that's good. But life isn't always about just titles and positions, okay? You shouldn't just want to be something. You should want to do something. What are you going to do? What are you going to do with your time? What are you going to do with your talents? How are you going to improve the situation around you once you reach those positions? And what I hope to do as the Othello Police Department police chief is continue on the shoulders that I stand on, like Dave Rem, he's right here, to make Othello even better. To make Othello even safer, so that families can raise families here in this town feeling safe, feeling secure. That is my goal. That's what I'm going to try to do. I just want to say thank you for everybody for showing up. It means the world to me, and I am honored. It is an absolute privilege to be the chief of police for the Othello Police Department. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you,
Mayor. We'll just give it a minute so everybody that wants to join him out there can.
It didn't go anywhere.
You got that right. It ain't going nowhere. So earlier today, right now there's 28 billionaires there. There's
61.
I used to serve on the board. That's meeting. Okay.
Okay, at this point, we will continue the meeting. We will go to item C on the agenda. At the beginning of a new year, the members thereof, by majority vote, may designate one of their members as mayor pro tem or duty deputy mayor for such period.
Your mic is not on.
For such a period, as the council may specify to serve in the absence or temporary disability of the mayor, or in lieu of thereof, the council may, at the need may arise, appoint any qualified person to serve as mayor pro tem in the absence of disability of a councilman. The remaining members, by majority vote, may appoint a councilman pro tem to serve during the absence of or disability. At this time, is the council ready to nominate a mayor pro tem? Do I have a nomination?
I have a nomination. Appoint. Oh, okay.
I would like to nominate Daryl Barnes as Mayor Pro Tem for the remainder of 2026.
Okay, we have a nomination from Councilman Doral. Do we have any other nominations?
I move to appoint Mark Spohr as Council Mayor Pro Tem for the remainder of 2026.
Okay, we have two nominations for Mayor Pro Tem. At this time, I believe we have a runoff.
So, Mayor would ask for a second on the appointment of Barnes and okay. Count.
Can you hear you?
At this time, what we're going to do is ask for a second for Daryl Barnes. Do I have a second?
I have a Daryl, second for Daryl.
Okay. Do I have a second for Mark Spohr? Seeing that there is no second for Mark Spohr, we will go on with the vote for Daryl Barnes as Mayor Pro Tem. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Abstain.
Any opposed? So it's a 6-0 vote with one abstention. Congratulations, Daryl. Now we get to go on to committee assignments. Has everybody had a chance to kind of look at those?
Yes.
And see what we got, because we're going to go down through the list.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to fill every position tonight. If there's more thought later, you can get back with me on these. We're going to start with the Adams County Fire Council, the City Fire Council. Currently, we have one position open, and we have two current positions. And if there's any council member that would like to get off of the committee, that would be the time right now, and then we will try to fill up. Or if there's another committee that you would like to serve on.
I'll get besides on the Adams County Fire.
I'm also willing to serve on fire if somebody is wanting to step off.
So we need one or two?
We need just one.
Unless somebody's wanting to.
Yes. Let me ask the current. Mark, are you willing to finish fulfilling on the fire council?
Yes, I'll stay on.
Okay, Daryl?
I desire to remain on that council.
You'd like to remain on?
On that committee, okay. Excuse me.
Okay, so that leaves the one position open. I heard from Angel first. We can have an alternate on that.
That's fine.
Okay.
I'm happy to be an alternate or not, up to you. I'm just...
Okay.
Offering that I'm willing.
Okay. So Angel will be fulfilling that spot. I would like to, if just got a couple minutes, speak to that just for a minute right after the council meeting, because the fire district has a meeting tomorrow night, and I would like to approach them, but I would like to talk to council members first. And hopefully I could get one of our council members to be at their meeting tomorrow night really quick.
Add an alternate?
Yes, the alternate. Councilmember Camp.
Okay. Point of clarification, I'm guessing you wanted one of the committee members to be at that?
Yes, one of the committee members.
Perfect.
Yes.
I could help you, but... You probably want that.
Okay. The Adams County Development Council is good. Adams County Disability Board, the left one board. We have a vacancy for the council person. Is there somebody willing to step on that committee?
Mr. Morale, I'll volunteer for that committee.
Councilmember Barnes will be stepping in that one. I talked to Tom Haworth, and he is willing to continue sitting on the Adams County Mosquito Control Board.
Mayor Johnson, can we go back to the ACDC? I have that there's three positions, and we only have Dina and Juan Garcia, so
okay,
we would need
that.
One more.
So we need one more for position three.
So it's usually an Othello business representative, so we can do some, we can look into that and
okay.
Look who we'd like to appoint. For the City of Othello government representative, do you want that to be the mayor or the city administrator?
Mayor at this moment. Okay. Of course, we got the Adams County Solid Waste with Cameron Williams. And then the Audit and Finance Committee. I did have, we got two openings on that one. And I've had interest from Councilmember Spohr.
And sit on that, unless you have another.
No, that you were my other call on that one.
I could be alternate if needed.
Okay. Right now, we're going to leave the Beautification Committee. We can appoint some to it. They haven't met for a while, but we would like to keep that committee there just in case there ever is a need that arises for that. Two positions open for that one. Do I have any volunteers or for that one?
I can serve on beautification.
Okay. Councilmember Doral. And I will be sitting on as staff. So we still have one more vacancy for that. If you decide later, let me or Tanya know. We'll go on to Civil Service Commission. There's no appointments needed there. Code enforcement, we currently have two positions open along with an alternate.
Interested in serving on code enforcement.
So am I.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm also interested.
Okay. So Chris, I caught you as the third one, so you'll be the alternate.
That would be great.
Comprehensive plan review, we currently have three positions open on that one.
I'll do that one.
Councilman Doral.
I can do that one too.
Okay.
I would be interested depending on, it does say when necessary for meeting times.
Yes.
If it happened to work around my schedule, I would be willing to serve on that.
Okay.
If once the rest of the committee members get together and we can find something, I'm willing to serve there.
Okay. And my Ann will be calling those meetings, I believe. She's just started the process of okay. The comprehensive plan review. Okay. The Communication Plan Committee. We currently have three positions open on that.
I'll serve on that.
Okay. Councilman Doral, any others at this point?
Mr. Mayor, I will volunteer for that committee.
Okay, Councilmember Barnes. And any others at this point? Okay, we still have one opening there. We will continue to go on if anybody in the future would like to step on that one. For the staff, it'll be the mayor or the city administrator. this point. The Othello, well, it's no longer DOHS, it's Othello High School Scholarship Committee. We have an opening for that one. It's for the review of the applicants.
I would love to do that.
Okay. Councilmember Kemp will fill that one. The Greater Othello Chamber of Commerce. Do we have one member that would like to sit on that one?
Do you happen to know what time of the day they meet on Wednesdays?
No, I don't.
I don't know either.
I believe.
Oh, Jackie.
At noon?
That's a hard time for me. I would love to do it, but yeah. It's...
I know I will be there myself for those. So, okay, we don't need anything for the Independent Salary Commission. Law enforcement, we currently have two positions open on that. Angel, you're currently on it. You want to remain there?
Yep.
Okay. So we got two positions open.
I'll do that one.
And I can serve with Angel and Mark.
Okay. Got that one done. Law and Justice Committee. We currently have three positions open on that. Those meetings are by notice by the court or the clerk and administrator.
Are they during the day? Are they frequent?
I'm unfor sure what they have did on the past on those.
Most committee meetings are at noon.
Do we have any council members at the moment?
I'll do that one.
Okay. Councilmember Spohr?
I'll think about that one. If there's nobody to jump in.
Okay. Conflict for me.
Any others?
Okay. I can be a third.
Okay. Thank you.
So who's on there now?
You, me, and Mark will be the...
Okay. Local Emergency Planning Committee. We had one opening, and I believe Alma, was that one that you requested? Okay.
I'd be happy to be an alternate on that one as well.
Okay. The Lodging Tax Advisory Committee. We have one opening on that. That's all there is one council member that sits on that one. Do we have anybody that would like to sit on that one?
I can do that one.
Okay. Councilmember Doral. Housing Authority, we do not need to do. Paid, Parents Against Illegal Drugs. Currently, we have one opening on that, along with the police chief will be on that also. Do we have a council member? That would like to sit on that one. Okay, seeing none, we'll go on. That's another one that we will, if anybody wants to, I know there's a lot of committees here, and we're sitting here committing a lot of time, and I really appreciate it. Park and Recreation. Currently, we have two positions open. Angel, you also sit on that one?
Yep, I'll stay.
Mr. Mayor, I'm interested in...
I'll serve with Angel.
Okay. And we also need an alternate for that one?
I can be an alternate. Wants to, but I'm willing.
Now the Planning Commission.
I would like to do that.
Yes, that was quick. Yeah. Okay. And solid waste. We have two positions open on that, plus the alternate.
I can do the alternate.
Okay.
I could do the solid waste.
Okay,
he's already on it.
Oh,
Mark's already on.
On it, Mark.
He's already on.
You're the current council member on it. So we still have two positions to fill on that.
I'll do it.
Okay, Councilmember Spohr.
Mr. Mayor, I'll fill that position.
Okay, Councilmember Barnes, thank you. Technology Committee. We currently have two openings plus a alternate. Those meetings are when necessary.
I could do alternate for this.
Okay. We still need the two representatives. Any takers on it?
I could be on that.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. I see Daryl Barnes is currently on that committee also, too. So we got two. We just need one more.
I can serve on that, I think.
Okay. Thank you. Underground Utility Review Committee. Also, when necessary, we have currently three council members open for that.
I'll take
one position there.
Okay.
I can take one.
Okay. There's our three. Union Negotiating Committee.
I would like to be on that.
Okay. We currently have three openings for that also.
Can do that one also.
Okay. Is there any other? Takers on that one? We do have negotiations that will be coming up with the Othello Police Department here really shortly.
Timing's a problem for me on that one.
Yes.
Okay. I would love to, but.
Okay. We got two for now. We still got one opening on that. We will move on to Water, Sewer, and Streets. We currently have two openings.
I'll move up from alternate to a position. Somebody can take the alternate position.
I've got pretty good access to knowledge on that one, so I can serve on that.
Okay. So we just have an opening for an alternate at this moment.
I'll do alternate.
Okay. Thank you. And I did have a last minute request for the Othello Sandhill Crane Festival. They do have a meeting coming up on February 5th, 26th, and March 5th with their event on March 20th to the 22nd. They would like to have a council member represent the city on their board. We just need one person for that. This is a new one.
2-5 and 3-5.
Pardon me?
No. Is that new business?
No, it's part of the committee assignment. Oh. And it was added on. It was called in to me at the... Oh.
So that's something new that was added then?
One position. Just one position. They would just like a representative that could attend.
I'm free those days. I can do it.
Okay. And that takes care of all the committee assignments. Thank you very much.
At least doing it.
Is there any more on that? Okay. Okay. Next thing is item E. We need to declare an emergency for well 3. I will let you go in on that, Robin, a little bit.
Thank you. So well 3, we had to take offline. There was some vibration issues, and when we had Schneider Water Services come and inspect what was going on, we found that a spider bearing is causing that, or a spider bushing, and is causing the vibration, and if we continue to run it, it will vibrate itself to pieces. So that needs to be repaired and replaced. It's an emergency because we already took well 7 offline for repairs that were scheduled, and well 5. So with those two wells down, to have a third well down, it creates an emergency situation. So we talked to Schneider Water Services and Lane Pump, and Lane did well 4 last summer, and they are unavailable in any time frame that would help us. So Schneider can move us up and get in here and get it done. So we recommend that council declares an emergency, and the motion is just to adopt the resolution that's included and declaring an emergency so we can not have the formal bidding requirements.
So if we, okay, so we won't have a bidding, but will we have a number from them before they start?
Yes, I have that. I believe it was close to 82,000. If you give me just a minute, I can look it up. So we did get a quote from them telling us how much that was going to be.
I got a question as well.
Yep.
So when we declare emergency, mm-hmm. how does that impact where we get the sources for the funding on this? Obviously, this doesn't come out of budget.
So funding isn't affected. It's just through RCWs, there are certain right. ways that we are supposed to purchase or for small works projects. So any project that is over a certain amount or even underneath, over anything over $75,000, we have to get bids. So this just disperses with that because it is a emergency.
Is that the well next to the
at Lions Park?
Pool?
Yep.
I've been watching that well. Didn't they just take that out and redo it?
They completely redrilled it. And then there were some issues after that. So then Ladd came in and did some work on it. This is another issue. And Schneider was the one that installed it originally, I believe. So that's why we would like them to come back and deal with it, because they were the ones, it works for us in all directions.
Do they give any kind of guarantee on well repair?
I don't think that they, when they first install it, you get some sort of.
Well, not then, but for the work they're gonna do.
For this work, no. Not that I'm aware of. You, I can find it, and maybe I can.
And I'm assuming it's going to come out of the water fund, not the general budget.
Correct.
That's what I was wondering. Figured.
And how?
So how long before we get 7 and 5 back?
Yeah.
That was my other question.
Yeah. How long until the other wells come back online, the ones that are scheduled,
so
5 and 7?
Well 5, we've taken apart to put in a new meter. And so the vault, vault to get built. So it was supposed to be ready at the beginning of December. It still isn't ready for us. So, but we already took that apart in anticipation of putting in a new vault. So that one should be back online within the next month, hopefully. Well 7, we have out to bid right now, so we will award that bid in at the next council meeting. And so then, depending on that one, we have 50 days work time for well 7. So that's
okay.
another 2 months.
Well 7's been taken offline, but it hasn't gone through bidding process yet?
It is in the process.
Of it.
So well 7, we took offline because we turn it on and we're getting very little water.
Okay.
So again, it's an issue and we're trying to figure out what's causing the issue. We don't know if it's transducer or the motor or the pump, or that's why we're going to pull the whole thing. It has never been pulled out of the pump since 96 when it was installed. So it's time. It's just time for it to have some refurbishment. So.
And if this was summer, we would be here declaring an emergency on both 7 and 3.
Yes.
Yeah, that would make sense.
That's what we have to get them going because spring's around the corner. Yeah.
Okay, so well 3 are to do this work that they're planning to do is $47,813.
And you're going to pull the well?
That's what they say. That's what this quote says, is they're going to pull the pump. Mm-hmm. For inspection, so
is it submersible or
I don't know. I don't know what 3R is. I'm not positive.
So, okay, Chris.
Mr. Mayor, I'm ready to make motion to adopt resolution 2026-01 declaring an emergency and dispensing with the statutory bidding requirements.
We have a first and second. Do we have any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So carries 7-0. Okay. We'll go on to item F. At this point, in the absence of a city administrator, I would like to appoint Spencer Williams as interim city administrator until such time that the council decides the process in the direction that we are going to appoint a new city administrator.
Here, I want to read my position on this whole matter with the administrator and the opening. And this is no offense to Spencer. The position our current mayor was elected to was mayor of the city of Othello, which included the responsibilities of city administrator. The legal basis for this is that the 1% fee to be a candidate for this position was $1,800 approximately, far more than the 1% for just the mayor's salary. When a candidate is elected for a position, you cannot arbitrarily change the role, responsibilities and compensation for that position after the election and before the candidate takes office. Thus, the ordinance the previous administration passed to do just that is illegal, null, and void. Another ordinance also included language that the mayor at the time the ordinance passed should continue the role as city administrator past his time in office. Based on the above, this is also illegal and thus null and void. It is my opinion we should table items F and G until our next meeting in 2 weeks in order to give our city attorney and others an opportunity to review this matter. I think the what they did in these ordinances was more retaliatory and vindictive than beneficial to the city.
Okay, any other council members at this time have any discussion for?
I think, I guess I want to add to this that this is consistent with previous policy and how we've done things when this situation has come up for someone in Spencer's position to be appointed for that. And I recommend strongly supporting it. I mean, it's very consistent with what we've done in the past.
I agree.
As do I.
Okay.
We've been doing it. I mean, it's been seen by an attorney even before Sean took place. And what you're reading, you're saying it's illegal, but yet it's been done. So what's so illegal about it? It's a process that we've been doing in the past and been approved by the attorney, city attorney. Every step that we've taken, you know, in the city administration's position, it's been reviewed by the attorney.
One, it hasn't been done in the past. This is the first time the mayor has ever been city administrator. And two,
that's what I meant by the past, that position.
It's not legal to do that. You can't change a position, roles, and responsibilities between the time of the election and when they take office. You pay a certain fee for that position and that compensation. You can't change that. So, that would be
Like if somebody was elected mayor and you did not like that person, the council did not like that person elected, they make a motion to say that make the mayor's salary zero. That's just vindictive. There's nothing constructive about that.
So what is, I'm not understanding your issue in regards to saying an interim city administrator while the city looks for a permanent solution. What's your concern?
If these are determined to be illegal, which I have been instructed they are, then right now, Ken Johnson is the city administrator.
The city council passed a resolution in 2025 that divided the city administrator and mayor position.
After the election.
That was already addressed.
After the election. Can't do that.
So moving forward, those positions are separate. We need to have a city administrator. The mayor is looking for a city administrator. We need to have someone in the interim fill those critical duties.
I think more the point, though, is if you apply for a job and you say, look, okay, this job is going to be twofold, and this is going to be your compensation for it. Well, you get hired, but your immediate boss, you get hired by the higher-ups or whatever. Your immediate boss doesn't really like you and doesn't want you to do both jobs. So before you can even start working, who's going to be your immediate boss says, I'm only going to have you do this one job, and I'm going to cut your compensation for that. You got hired for that. He got elected for that. I don't know whether it's legal or not. I haven't talked with legal at all. But when Ken ran for mayor, the expectation when he ran for that was that that was the position, that it was the city administrator and the mayor because of the whole structure of it and the fee that he paid to be into that. So after he was elected, because it was a different person, then the council was like, yeah, we're going to change your job description and take away all your compensation. I don't know that Ken wants to be the city administrator. I think he probably would quit if that's what was put in his lap to actually be that. But I totally understand your point in changing things after an election. So I'm torn, because I actually think Spencer would be a great interim city administrator. But I totally see where you're coming from, looking at the legality of the ordinance that was passed at the end of 2025.
Okay. Go ahead.
I got three things I wanted to quickly say. And the first, because I think it does dramatically impact what we're trying to do here tonight. So the first question is, before I feel like I can move forward in this position, I need to know, Mayor Johnson, do you want to serve as the interim administrator of the city?
No, I don't.
Okay,
that was my first question. It was my intention when I ran for this office to separate those two roles. So,
and that's how I understood it as well. So I appreciate that clarification, number one. Number two, I think this issue has been thoroughly decided by election. And considering Mayor Johnson's position and the fact that the election and the people have decided this issue, I think we should move forward. With that in mind, I would like to make the motion to move to appoint Spencer Williams as the interim city administrator until the position is permanently filled.
I second that.
We got a first and second on the motion. Any further discussion?
I would like to say I'm going to vote no on this. Again, no offense to Spencer, but I think the whole process is flawed.
I know you've had a lot of conversations with legal.
Yes.
And has any of that been surrounding this and the change of the ordinance and the legality of that?
Not those particular question that Mark brought up to address the different ordinance changes in the past. Spencer, you had...
So I had just a few bits of information that might be helpful. One is when the council... years ago, first changed the city code to allow the council to give the mayor the administrator duties also and give him the commensurate compensation. At that time, that the council always had the option to
to give those duties to the mayor or not. So that was completely up to them. More recently, or I've just heard a little bit of discussion about the compensation package. While you were elected to be mayor and you thought you were going to get this compensation, but it's actually going to be less and all that kind of stuff. So the compensation for the mayor and the administrator positions are set separately. Mm-hmm. They're two different salary amounts. Mm-hmm. Those are both set by the Independent Salary Commission. And so the mayor, the mayor's compensation has stayed the same, or it's increased this year. It increased by 4%, as did the city administrator position, increased by 4% per the Independent Salary Commission's their recommendation. So those that the salary of the administrator isn't necessarily tied to the mayor position. I know that when the mayor was running, he had to pay this higher price because we had this. Mm-hmm. I don't totally understand that. I don't know if that was done correctly. That's not governed by us at the city. I disagreed with that at the time. I don't totally understand why they did that. Our previous mayor was of the same mind. And I believe Ken is, or Mayor Johnson is also. I'm not totally sure there. But I just wanted you to know that there was a separation, or there is a separation there between the roles and the duties and the compensation between those.
I think that everybody went into this eyes wide open. I think Mayor Johnson, you went into it completely eyes wide open as to the compensation and separation and all of those things. So I don't have concerns about that. And I also believe that Spencer would be a really fantastic city administrator for us, at least in the interim. I, however, will be voting no on this simply because I feel like it's maybe do another conversation with legal to make sure that every decision that we make moving forward is beyond reproach and backlash.
Mayor Johnson?
Any further discussion?
If I could add to the discussion. When, of course, I guess this is full disclosure. When you and I discussed this, all of my questions revolved around legal, as you remember. And the conversation, please clarify if I'm off on this, but the conversation you and I had on this issue in particular, I was concerned about all the I's being dotted and all the T's being crossed. And I asked multiple questions. I will not go through every one of those for everyone tonight, unless you guys make me. And then I got to remember it, and it's been a long day. But I will say that I am very satisfied with the explanations Mayor Johnson gave to me about the legality of what is being done forward and how things are going forward. And that legal was taking the responsibility with their reputation to make sure this goes forward without challenge and without concern. I personally am satisfied with it, and that's why I made the motion.
I'd like to add full disclosure as well. We also had a conversation. You had spoken with attorneys about the legality. I also felt very comfortable in that conversation I had with you that we were within our rights and doing the process the correct way. So I have no heartburn about voting yes on this tonight. So that's kind of where I stand on the legal standpoint of it, is that I think you went through the process appropriately and asked the right questions. So
I think you had conversations with everybody. Yes. And I also am completely satisfied with my questions that I had for the process of what has occurred since you have taken office. I think we have absolutely dotted every I and crossed every T. My question is to the piece that happened
previous
with the ordinance change decision. and if we maybe need to circle back and ask legal that specific issue.
Okay.
Mayor Johnson, I'll make the motion to call the question.
Okay. We currently have a motion on the floor, and we have a second. All in favor?
Wait a second. Yeah. Since I called the motion to call a question, if there's a second, we immediately have to have a vote. On the original motion and second. So I've made that motion.
I second.
All in favor?
Time to vote. First motion.
Aye.
in regards aye. To the
aye.
Aye.
We're just voting on to call the motion.
Go ahead and vote.
To vote.
So this ends discussion.
Yes. I'd say yes to that.
I also say yes to calling the question.
Okay. All in favor then?
Of the call of question?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? So that carries. Now we have a
original motion.
Motion on the floor. We had a first and second. Further discussion?
All there can't be.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
We have 5-2. The motion so carries. And I would offer if the council members would like to sit down and have a conversation with the attorney, we can have that discussion at any time. And then we'll set up an appointment with the attorney to answer any further questions that you have. Great. Thank you. Good discussion tonight. Okay. Going on. So, I don't know if it's congratulations, Spencer, or...
congratulations, Spencer. Or
we're going to assume you hired him then.
But, the help that you have been giving me the last few weeks. We will try to get you a replacement as soon as possible.
Yes.
Next question is the process that the council would like to take for that, of hiring a new city administrator.
Would you just like a motion?
So, yes, I would like to go out for advertisement, have staff. We will go over past ads and qualifications and stuff that we need, and then go out for publication.
I think this process was really clearly delineated in here.
Yes.
And I would move to authorize staff to initiate the recruitment process for city administrator.
I got one question before.
I got questions too.
Okay. Well, I've got a first.
Second.
I got a second. We got any further discussion?
Yes. My question is, what's the estimated budget numbers for seeking out a new city administrator?
We have no budget numbers at the time, Spencer could, but we're trying to keep this in-house as much as possible without going to consultants in the first part of it.
So are you talking about budget numbers for salary for the new
position? No, for seeking, for going out for to seeking. Advertising, okay. The whole searching for
yeah.
A new
so administrator. Initially nothing. Our goal is to advertise out just internally here. As Mayor Johnson and I have been discussing this over the last few weeks, our goal is, first of all, to find somebody local, find somebody here that's an Othello person that can be here for many years to come. That's the first goal. If not, then we can take the next step and perhaps go to a headhunting firm that would cast a wider net, in which case we would need to get some other funds
come
for that.
Are we only going to look local?
Sorry?
Are we only going to look local?
Well, initially, try
initially
to find
in the beginning.
Find someone here from Othello.
Give an opportunity to somebody, you know, within the city.
I understand that thought process, but on the other side of the coin, I mean, you want the best of the best of the best. These people deserve the best city administrator we can have. And I'm not saying it isn't an Othello in any way, shape, or form, but I will say that it's fine to prioritize Othello, but a lot of the city administrators who took this job moved to Othello and stayed for quite a while. You know, to me, it's
I don't know. Wade didn't stay for, he stayed a couple years. Wade Ferris?
Wade didn't, but the others did.
Who was before
they didn't
Wade?
Stay after. You had Eamon.
Eamon Sheldon.
Eamon
you had Bill Shaw. You had, oh, crud. The guy who was city administrator when you were
I can only remember back to Bill Shaw.
Well, if we go with locals, how long are we going to do that for? Are we going to do that for a month, 2 months? I mean, what kind of this? I mean, we do need that position.
Yes, and I was hoping that we could find somebody in that position in the next 3 months.
I guess be nice, my point is that you want the best of the best of the best
3 months
to be. I mean, these people deserve the best. And I'm not saying, well, I think we should prioritize Othello. You can easily do that. Mm-hmm. And if you do this without the investment, that's fine. But if you take this giant pool of people who have this experience and you turn it into this, you have made it a lot tougher to accomplish greatness.
Well, if you put it out for three months, it's going to go to the citizens of Othello if we spend some money to put it out, right? So we met today by putting it out just as citizens of Othello. How were we going to do that? Just put it in the paper, or how are we going to go about that? Or just word of mouth?
Local advertisements, our website. And I'm not discouraging anybody from out of town
Good.
To put in this, yeah. because everybody will be taking in consideration.
Yeah, I support that.
Would it be
just
wrong?
My Sorry. Hope that we can find somebody local to fill this position. That would be a long-term solution. Yeah.
I support that, Ken.
So,
yeah. Thank you.
So there will be
Thanks for that clarification.
There will be the opportunity for anybody else to put in the position. We can't deny anybody else that wants to right. apply that. But it was just, like I said, my hope to find somebody local. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who was the second on that motion?
It was Mark Snyder, Councilman Snyder. My other question. Who will make up these teams? You have a great process. I like that. I'm sure the process is going to have different people at different times. So my question was, who? You can't tell us all the people, but if you could give us some idea for us to prepare where you would want us to support and where we can bring our expertise to bear on this, that would help.
So you're asking for the committee that would be?
Yeah. Have you already considered who will all be serving on that? If you have, that's great. I mean,
I have not considered looking at a committee independently.
No.
Yet.
No. No.
I would guess you're going to have probably input from the department heads. I would imagine
that would definitely. That's kind of laid out in the process. The
and meeting. Also, you and yes. Spencer have already been named in that.
Yes.
How many? Do you have an idea of? Number of council members you would want, whether it's all of us, or do you want a small group?
Eventually, start off with a small group, but eventually it will be the whole council in that process.
Initially, just three, so we don't violate OPMA, the Open Public Meetings Act.
Could I make the recommendation that this is not something we volunteer for? I think you should pick the three that you think will do this for the good of the people to the best. And I am comfortable with that process if the rest of the council is.
Okay.
I agree. And in the process, it does say select council mm-hmm. members, mm-hmm. not by volunteer or whatever. Yeah. I am also comfortable with that as a process.
Okay.
In light of my previous comments, where I believe that Ken Johnson was elected mayor with city administrative responsibilities, I believe that Ken Johnson is currently the mayor and city administrator. So no offense to anybody on this one again, but I am voting no, just because I think the process is flawed.
Okay. And I would be happy to pick the three council members. I'm not prepared to do that tonight.
Oh, absolutely.
So yeah. I would be giving council members a call in the future. But we have a motion on the floor to start the advertising process for a city administrator. We got a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
It carries 6-1. Thank you.
Great discussion.
Okay, we'll go on to unfinished business. Have we got any unfinished business at this time?
I have a new business question. Oh, you got unfinished. My bad. I jumped the gun.
Okay, seeing no more unfinished business, we will go on to new business.
I have a question, and I didn't know where it belonged, so I'm going to ask it under new business. It does not need to be answered today by any means, shape, or form, and it may need to go to the fire committee for consideration. But as I looked at the fire department report, it has a lot of numbers for training, and they're kind of all over the place. So what I was curious of is if the fire department has a target that they're looking for in their annual training, what is their goals on that, and what do they do to achieve that goal? Because it wasn't really well defined other than this is what's been done. So I thought that would be interesting for me and my knowledge, and maybe you, somebody on the council might already know that. So that's why I wanted to ask that here. And then also, if any other questions come up on reports when we read them, do we bring them up in new business? Because I really didn't know where to ask it.
No, it's a good question. And of course, we can't answer that tonight, but we will get those answers for you. And I think the appropriate way to possibly handle that, questions like that, would be contact staff here first.
Okay.
Because there might be somebody here that might be able to answer those questions for you. And I'm also going to, at this time, encourage all council members, after they read their packet, if they have any questions or concerns, please contact the staff before our meetings so we can hopefully have, and they can have an answer for you at that time of the meeting.
This is the one that kind of threw me a little bit, because if this was internally from the city, that's exactly what I would do. I would go to the department head and ask that question. But since this was external,
yes,
I really wasn't sure on process, and I figured maybe it's a good time for some of us newbies to figure out how you want us to take that particular process, which is pretty probably unique. So I was hoping I was in the right to bring it up in new business. It's not really a motion, it's just kind of, where do I send that?
Okay.
Mayor, I had new business.
Yes.
According to our purchasing policy, when we purchase large equipment, I need to bring back a report. We received 4 quotes for our wastewater sewer aerators, and Newterra was the lowest responsive bidder. We had one bidder that did not meet specifications, so we threw theirs out. So aerators will be $225,000, $321,000 plus the freight of $38,400. So, which is under our budget of $350,000, the rest of that money will be spent on electrical and anchoring of the system.
Okay.
So I don't know if this is old business or new business, but I have asked before and I didn't quite get an answer. So Robin, I had asked the mayor before for Sand Hill, the irrigation water that we put dry lines in there for irrigation water, and we have not done anything yet. And I think Olson's the same way. When do we expect, will we be doing something about it?
We have a grant for that. So this spring, that's one of the grants that we're trying to get pushed through to get pump stations in for both of them. I don't know with the grant money if we'll be able to do both. I am strongly pushing for Sand Hill, the north side, just because the where we can withdraw water is already there. For Sagestone, the original plan was to pull water from the existing pipeline that comes across there close to Wajitas, and coming from the irrigation district, I know that pipeline will not supply enough water. The pipe is just not big enough. Mm-hmm. So that's going to take a little more research and trying to figure out.
Olson's had, I think it was only their last phase that had irrigation water.
It is.
But it might be big enough.
It's not? No. What's coming through there now, mm-hmm. The problem is it's a gravity flow to multiple pumps. In order to put that online, we need an additional pump, which is going to create a vacuum on the existing pipeline.
Because that irrigation waters the school and the clinic?
The school, the clinic, and Kiwanis.
Okay.
So it's already got.
Well, we keep going, you know, back and forth, not back and forth, but we're shooting to put a treatment, you know, plant in, but yet we're not moving. We're trying to conserve water, right?
Yep.
So I think we should move hard in trying to get,
So,
this irrigation.
Yeah, we have to use that water. We have to use that grant funding or we lose it. So it's, I think it's $500,000. So we're planning to use that.
How much?
$500,000. Okay. Pump station and the delivery system from that pump station to connect.
Have we got any engineering on that?
Yes.
Any plans? We do?
We do.
Oh, we do. Awesome.
Yep.
Good. I think the people would be very happy with pressure there at San Diego. I think the PSI is about 20 pounds, 25, 30 pounds.
Okay, we're still on new business. Chris?
Yes. Mayor Johnson, you're going to be representing us at the AWC in Olympia.
Yes.
Will there be, and I'll be joining you for dinner because I'm already going to be there. Is there any other council members who will be joining us?
Not at this time, but I'm going to extend the invitation for the Association of Washington Cities Legislative Action Days. It's on the 21st and 22nd of this month that if you would like to attend, please contact me or Brianna at the front office and we can make arrangements for that.
I will also be there. And if you come up, I promise you at least one very good time. And a whole lot of meetings.
They would love to go, but I can't. I have to work, unfortunately.
Is there any more new business? Yes.
As a new council member, I feel compelled to publicly say a few things, introduce myself. One, to staff and the public. When I shake my head yes when you're talking to me, that means I understand what you're saying. That does not mean I agree with you or concur with what you're saying. So Spencer, when you're giving me budget numbers and I shake my head yes, that's not because I agree with them. Two, I was in management out of one of the fry plants. This is mostly for staff for 25 years. And so as a boss, I was used to being bossy and I understand I'm not in my position as council member to come in and tell staff what to do. So let staff know if I come in and ask for a report or want you to make copies or do something for me, remind me that I need to go through the city administrator and or the mayor. I'll try to keep that in check. And just FYI, as on the finance committee, I was actually called in today to do the warrants. And I would encourage council members to come in and look at that because some of the numbers are astounding. Our monthly payroll for the city of Othello, including benefits and health and everything, is $717,000. Our cost for insurance this year to liability and that for the city was like $696,000. And I also see, I left my note at home, but my opinion on consultants, a consultant is somebody that borrows your watch to tell you what time it is and then sends you a bill. So there was a consultant fee for $5,000 somewhere out of, I don't know who they were, and it just says consulting monthly consultant fee. So again, to staff, I'm a very curious guy, so I will be looking into things like that, why we pay this monthly consultant fee and what, and especially what value they add to the city.
Councilman Spohr, did they warn you about that not only does this thing record everything, but there's a shocker button? I know Ann Henning used it on me in planning commission multiple times. It didn't work.
We increased the power this year 26. Huh?
That's a short introduction of myself and my positions being on council.
I appreciate it, Mark. I did have the privilege of serving with you on council in the past. So I already come into this knowing what to expect from you.
Sorry, I did have one new business I wanted to, I don't know if it's new business. I know it had been talked about previously. I've had a lot of citizens want more, I mean, we've heard it, you know, the entire time we were running, wanted more transparency, wanted more information put out there. I know everyone's got full-time jobs at the city. I don't know what we could maybe look at to maybe help resolve getting some more information put out, rather we do that via social media. I've had a lot of people say that they would love little reels of information about what's happening in the city, what's happening at our city council meetings, whether that's something that we can create like a consultant to occasionally do for us. I don't know what that would look like, but I would like for us to maybe consider social media communication, something where we can maybe just get more information out to people.
Councilman Carmona, as a member of the communications committee, I wrote down everything you said.
Still so, an opening on the communications committee.
If they don't meet at noon, I would love to do it.
And I've heard you on that. I hear you on that one. I had a discussion with Tanya earlier this week that I would like to put out a short segment, whether it's every week or every 2 weeks, on what we're doing within the city. Kind of like a mayor's message. We're just trying to find out the proper channels on how we can do that, because once I start doing them, it becomes public record and we have to retain all that.
Okay.
So we want to make sure we cover the right channels.
Yep.
Doing that through social media. So it's something that I've already addressed.
Perfect. Thank you.
Before you adjourn, I just want to make sure you remember the new business
on the agenda. We have one more piece of new business. This come to me today. It's a proclamation designating January 18th through the 24th of 2026 as Certified Registered Nurses Anesthetist Week in the City of Othello. Whereas Certified Registered Nurses and
Anesthetist
are advanced practice registered nurses providing anesthesia care to patients in the United States for more than 150 years. CRNAs are the original anesthetist experts and among the nation's most trusted professionals. Whereas legislation passed by Congress in 1986 made nurses anesthetist, the first nursing specialty to be accorded direct reimbursement rights by Medicare, and whereas CRNAs are primary anesthetist providers in rural communities and continue to be primary providers of anesthetist care in the U.S. military personnel, and whereas CRNAs practice in every setting in which anesthetist is delivered from traditional hospital surgery suites to obstetrical delivery rooms to clinical access hospitals, from ambulatory surgery centers to the offices of dentist, podiatrist, ophthalmologist, pain management specialist, and more. And whereas CRNAs are qualified to make independent judgments regarding all aspects of anesthesia care based on their education, training, and
licensure.
And whereas CRNAs are trusted anesthesiologist experts in the front lines caring for patients' safety and compassionate ability, delivering specialized, cost-effective care to all patients from newborns to seniors for every type of procedure in all types of facilities. And whereas CRNAs are courageously serving on the front lines of the ongoing controversial pandemic, using their advanced skills in airway management, intubation, and ventilator management, to care for the sickest patients. And whereas the period of January 18th to the 24th, 2026 has been designated as National CRNA Week. Now, therefore, I, Kenneth Johnson, Mayor of the City of Othello, Washington, do hereby proclaim the week of January 18th through January 24th, Certified Registered Nurses Anesthesia and Nethicist Week. Thank you. Tongue twisters. Is there any...
If I may, I would like to speak, if I could. Most of you probably know that this is also my job, and there are two out of my three colleagues from the hospital. Oh, Jared is here, too. All three. So all four of us are the CRNAs here for the city of Othello. And I just would like to take a minute to sincerely thank you, Mayor Johnson, for continuing the tradition of recognizing CRNA Week here in Othello. It means more to me and the other CRNAs here in Othello than I can probably put into words. For almost 9 years now, I've had the privilege of working at the hospital here as a CRNA. And during that time, I've taken care of our friends, our neighbors, the people I see at the grocery store or around town. I've been there for families during some of their most anxious moments, and I've also gotten to share with their relief and gratitude when things have gone well. That is a gift that I do not take lightly. This isn't just where I work, this is my home, and these are my people. Being able to provide care right here so folks don't have to leave their community or their support systems to get the care that they need is something I am very deeply proud of. Healthcare can be really hard and the days can be heavy, but moments like this when the work is seen and appreciated really do matter. So thank you, Mayor Johnson, for continuing the support for healthcare workers and for recognizing the role that we play in this community. It truly means a lot, and I am beyond grateful.
Councilman Camp, could we have your colleagues please stand up so we could all recognize them? Thank you.
Okay. And then also, with no further new business, we are also receiving the building and planning report. And
financials.
Okay. And then the finance report also. With no further business, this meeting's adjourned. Thank you.
All righty.
Right.
Congratulations.
Got it back to work.
Okay, I'm